السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آج کل پریس اور دوسرا الیکٹرانک میڈیا جو ہے انٹرنیٹ وغیرہ اس پر مسلم اور غیر مسلم دنیا میں
Azur says nowadays in the press and in the other electronic media, for example the internet, in both the Muslim and the non-Muslim world, there is a topic that is being debated quite fiercely. And this topic is the violation of the sanctity of the status of prophethood or blasphemy laws. For a true Muslim who believes from Hadrat Adam, may peace be upon him, to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. For him it is something quite anxious and concerning that any prophet or anybody who is sent from Almighty Allah is disrespected or his sanctity is violated. And when the seal and the greatest of all prophets, Hadrat Muhammad Mustafa, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when there is a question regarding his personage, that person who was called the greatest of all prophets by Almighty Allah, then a true Muslim becomes very restless when this occurs regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. A Muslim is willing to sacrifice his own life. A Muslim can bear seeing his own children be sacrificed or killed in front of his own eyes, and he can bear his own possessions being looted, but he cannot bear insult to his master and the greatest of all prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. A Muslim cannot even bear the slightest amount of insult where there is even the smallest hint of trying to disgrace the honor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. In any case, as I have already stated, in the Muslim world, in particular, in Pakistan, because of various circumstances, this topic has taken a very sensitive path. And because of this, the eyes of the world are firmly fixed on Pakistan. Apart from various other reasons, this is one of the major reasons why this is occurring. The leaders of various Western countries also, and also the Pope, with reference to these circumstances, they are making demands from Pakistan.
پریس میں یہ مغربی ممالک
Nowadays, in the press, the Western countries or those nations that consider themselves developed, they are portraying Muslims and Islam as extremist, dangerous, and a terrible faith. And in the world, Pakistan, Afghanistan, or certain other Muslim countries, the example of these are given with reference to these things. Nonetheless, at this time, I am not going to enter this debate that this blasphemy law, according to Muslims, how much importance or significance does it possess? Or what shape it should be in the form of the law? Or with reference to this, the non-Muslim world, what benefits are they trying to derive from all of this? Or how they are trying to incite or play with the emotions and sentiments of Muslims? All I want to say today is that my master, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his honor and sanctity, if anybody makes any attempt to try to slander that, then he will come under this commandment of Allah the Almighty, that inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in, that we will surely suffice thee against those who mock, that they will come under the wrath of Allah, and they will be totally destroyed in this life and in hereafter. My master of both worlds, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his status is such that for the sake of his rank and his status and honor, Allah the Almighty at every time is safeguarding it. This is something that the people of the world cannot imagine at all. The status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his rank, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him's honor, in every era, in order to raise it loftier, Allah the Almighty has said about this in the Holy Quran, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that is, Allah the Almighty and all of his angels, they sent blessings and salutations upon the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So Hazur says, this is that status that was only granted to the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. These are those words that have not been used for any other Prophet. And in this time, most of all, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, true lover, recognized and understood it and also expressed it to us. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in one place, he says that our master, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, I have seen his sincerity, truthfulness and faithfulness. He responded to every evil plan. He bore every kind of affliction and trouble, but he did not care about that. It was this truthfulness and faithfulness through which Allah the Almighty descended grace upon him. And this is why Allah the Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah and all his angels send blessings and salutations on the Prophet. O ye who believe, you also should invoke blessings on him and salute him with the salutations of peace. The promised Messiah says that it is clear from this verse what the actions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, were. His actions were such that Allah the Almighty, when defining it, did not limit it and did not assign any specific word for it. He could have assigned a specific word, but he did not use it himself. That is, the actions, the Amal-e Saliha of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were beyond any limits or boundaries. This kind of verse has not been provided for any other Prophet. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, it was his faithfulness and truthfulness, and it was his actions that in the eyes of Almighty Allah was so pleasing that Allah for all times gave this instruction that the people of all times in the future, in order to be grateful for this, should invoke blessings and salutations upon the Prophet. Hazur says, today it is this truthfulness and loyalty, this example that is in front of us in the shape of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, established model, this sincerity and loyalty, this relationship, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, how did he display that? This relationship, he showed it by establishing a relationship with the God who created him. So therefore, if we want to follow and tread on the footsteps of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and if we want to be amongst those people who fulfill the true rights of being believers, then we, with sincerity and loyalty, we must adopt and implement those things regarding which Allah the Almighty has instructed us to do. We must keep our tongues filled with the supplications of invocation of blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, so that we can also attain the nearness to Almighty Allah, and so that we can also attain the beneficence of those blessings that are attached with this blessed Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that praising the Amale Saliha of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his righteous deeds was beyond any limits or any specific definition. This is why he attained this status, because Allah and the angels send salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Similarly, believers have been instructed that invoke salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And invoking this durood, salutations, that generosity and favor that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has left for us, he introduced such a faith that connects us with Almighty Allah. He displayed before us such morals that Allah the Almighty was pleased with. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in order to establish the oneness of Almighty Allah and his honor, he established his own example. And becoming the complete and perfect worshipper of Allah, he also fulfilled the rites due to worship. He displayed the best example of fearing Almighty Allah. And similarly, he displayed a peerless example of showing gratitude towards Almighty Allah. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty, addressing believers in every condition, has told them to adopt truthfulness, has told them to display faithfulness, has told them to fulfill their promises, and to be good with near relations. Similarly, to be sympathetic with the creation of Almighty Allah, to love them and to be generous and kind with them. Also, it has been mentioned to display tolerance and patience, to display afa, forgiveness, to display humbleness and humility, and in every condition, to always trust Almighty Allah. Similarly, there are also various other commandments. So the best and the most excellent example of all of these things has been established by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So it is the obligation of a believer that when he invokes supplications upon his master, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then he must also try to establish these very examples. It is then that he will express that truthfulness and fidelity that a believer has with the relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And then through him, there is this relationship that forms of sincerity and loyalty with Allah. And when this happens, it is then that the invocation of supplications upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, will be called that invocation that is an invocation of true gratitude. This is a believer's loving and affectionate relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. This is the true upholding of the sanctity of the honor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. In order to keep other people speechless, we must adopt the best example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Not that for the sake of vested interest, we destroy justice, and we give other people the opportunity to raise fingers at us. And not only could they raise fingers at us, but in fact, because of our bad actions, they could raise fingers on our master, the most beloved and pure person, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. We give them an opportunity to use profane and obscene language. May we not do this. If the opponents of Islam, due to any weakness on our part, have any opportunity to say anything about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then we will also be sinners. We will be accountable for this. That because of this action of yours, it gave them the opportunity to do this. Is this what you assumed? That your hollow slogans and your hollow actions, through that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him's love will be expressed, or you will become the one who loves him through these hollow things? Allah the Almighty is not pleased with this. Allah the Almighty wants true actions. So therefore, this is something very frightening for Muslims. Regarding the enmity and rancor and the rage of the enemies and opponents, because of which my master, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, any kind of thing is said about him, or any kind of profanities are relayed against him. About that, Allah the Almighty has said regarding this, that I am sufficient for such people. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, status regarding it, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has shed such a light, regarding which an Ahmadi becomes grateful to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, for this, and he should be grateful for shedding this light. If he had not guided us to the right path, then our relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, would only be expressed through materialistic laws and rituals. In this durood, in this invocation of salutations, when we say Ali Muhammad, then we should also perceive the beloved Mahdi of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who guided us in this era. Now I will present various writings of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, through which it will become elucidly clear that the excellent and loftiest status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, how the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has recognized and seen that, what that is. Most certainly that behoves him as well, that guided us also. In one place the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that that highest level of the light from Allah that was given to humankind, that is to the most perfect man, that was not found within the angels, that was not found within the stars or the moon, neither was that found within the sun, that was not found within the oceans and the rivers of the earth. Similarly, that was not found any ruby or sapphire or jewelry. In short, that was not found in anything at all. That was only found in a human. And that, in other words, was found in the perfect human, who was the greatest and most perfect man, our master, the most perfect and the seal of all prophets, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So that nur, that light that was given to man, according to its status, and was also given to other people, that is, those people who adopt a similar color, or those people who try to adopt a similar path. And this splendor in his greatest magnificence was found in our master, in our quarter, in our prophet, in our truthful prophet, Muhammad Mustafa, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then Hazur says, this true lover of the Prophet Muhammad, he expresses his heart-filled emotions for the Prophet. He states, that I always look with great amazement that this Arab prophet whose name was Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, may thousands of salutations be invoked upon him. He was a prophet of such great status. We cannot understand the height of his station. And it is not the work of man to identify his spiritual prowess. It is indeed sorrowful that in terms of recognition, we cannot recognize properly his great station. That oneness of Allah was left from the world. It was that champion who brought it back. He loved Allah to the highest level, and he also loved the creation and was sympathetic towards it to the pinnacle heights. Allah knew the secrets of his heart, and he was given preference to all who came before and all who came after him, and was made superior, and all his purports were fulfilled. He is the fountainhead of every beneficence. That person, without pledging this link and claims superiority, or claims any kind of claim, that person is not a human. In fact, that person is Satan. Because the fountainhead, the source of every beneficence, has been granted to him. The treasure of all knowledge has been granted to him. That person who does not benefit from it from him is being deprived. What are we, and what is our reality? We will be disbelievers of grace and blessings if we do not realize this, that true Tawheed, oneness of Allah, was found through him. The identification of the living God was given through him, and through his light we found that. And the revelation and communication from Allah, it is through that that we came to see the countenance of his. And we attained this through that beloved prophet. This sun of guidance is brought upon us like sunshine, and we can remain illuminated until then, that we remain attached to him. Then the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in one place that if we look at things justly, then if we look at the entire sequence of prophets, we find the greatest is that living prophet, and the greatest superior prophet in the eyes of Allah. We only know one person, that the leader of all prophets, the chief of all prophets, the pride of all prophets, whose name was Muhammad, a Mustafa, or Ahmad a Mustafa, the chosen one, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, under whose shade, if you only walk 10 days, you can attain that light that before that could not be attained through 1,000 years. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam states that my faith is this, that if the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is separated, and all the prophets that have passed until now, if all of them are combined, if they try to reconcile and reform what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, did, they could not do what he did. They did not have that power that is found in our Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. If anybody says that this is disrespect to the prophets, then that person is ill-formed and saying something false about me. I respect and honor all the prophets and consider that a part of my faith. However, the excellence and superiority of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, over all other prophets, is an essential part of my faith. It is not in me that I can take this out. Unfortunate is that opponent who thinks about this in that manner. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, performed that work that neither did everybody individually or combined perform that work ever before. And this is the grace of Allah. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that for mankind on the entire earth, there is no other book except the Holy Quran. And for the entire progeny of Adam, there is no other messenger and intercessor except for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So therefore, endeavor with true affection, keep attached to this Prophet. And to anyone else, do not give any superiority to him, so that you can be given salvation in the heavens. And remember this, that salvation is not that that becomes apparent after death. In fact, true salvation is that that it shows its illuminating light in this world as well. Who is that person who attains salvation? It is that person who believes this, that Almighty Allah is true, and Muhammad Mustafa, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, between Allah and all mankind, is a mediator and intercessor. and underneath the heavens there is no equal prophet to him, and neither is there any equal book to the Holy Quran on the land. And Allah did not want for any person that he should remain alive for all times. But this chosen Prophet of Allah will be remain alive for all times. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that how does he remain alive for all times? He says that it is so strange indeed that the world is about to come to an end, but the blessings and beneficence of this Messenger has not come to an end. If the word of Allah was not in the form of the Holy Quran, or it did not refrain from that, then it was this Prophet alone regarding whom we could have said that bodily he was still alive in the heavens. Because we are taking benefit from his life, his faith is alive, those people who follow him are alive, and through him we connect and we find Almighty Allah. Through him we find the living God. We have seen that Almighty Allah, from his faith and from him and through his love, loves all of these things. And remember this, that in actuality he is alive, and his status is the loftiest over everyone else. But this perishable body is not like this. However, it is a different illuminating body that is there. And with Almighty Allah, he is in heavens in that. Fazul says, if somebody looks justly, then he cannot refrain from admitting this, that how the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has recognized the status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Nobody else can recognize it in this manner. And he was that great man who, against the attacks about the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who raised his voice, first of all, against this in 1897, when the Christian priests, they published a book against Islam, and in that, against the personage of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, they used extremely profane language, and they tried to incite the sentiments of Muslims. And in order to cause heartache to Muslims, they published 1,000 copies of this book. And they sent this to Muslim leaders and other Muslim scholars. And one copy was also sent to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Upon this, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he published an advertisement. And he made the government aware that perhaps the law can say this, that these people have authority to do this, to insult and cause blasphemy, that this book does not come under any kind of blasphemy, that these people have been allowed to write this. However, he said that Muslims believe in all prophets. This is why the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, or any other prophet, they cannot bear to see any kind of language against any of them. He advised the government that the government should make such a law where every single person will only express beauties of his own faith, and he will not be allowed to say anything bad against anybody else's faith. And this is the manner through which peace and harmony and brotherhood could be established. There is no other way. This is the most excellent way. The safeguarding of the sanctity and the status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and the attacks against Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, had a passion about this, and at every occasion he stood up in defense of this. With great empathy he explained to the Muslims that how can we rebut the attacks of the opponents? What manner can we adopt? How should the Muslims respond to this? No matter what sect you belong to, the sanctity and the safeguarding of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, this is something easy. All Muslims should combine to do this. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that our opponents have raised thousands of allegations and have attended this, that is, the opponents of Islam, that the beautiful and excellent feature of Islam, they should try to present it in a false and a bad light. So therefore, all our efforts should be towards this effect, that this pure faith, we should display its perfect and excellent and flawless features. We should provide all the arguments and proof for this. Truly understand that the true good that we can do to the misguided ones is this, that all these false allegations, we should make them realize what those mistakes are, and we should explain to them what the true illuminating excellent picture of Islam is, and how it is free from every kind of smear. This is what we should do, and what we should do is this, that this falsehood, these lies through which nations are being made to raise up against Islam, we should destroy this. This work takes precedence over all other works. When we are negligent to this, then we will become sinners to the Prophet and to Allah. True empathy and sympathy of Islam and true love of Islam and to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is in this exactly. That in all these falsehoods against the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, we establish the purity and the true nature of this, and those evil hearts, we should not give them any new opportunity to perform their bad acts. And those people who make attacks, we want to rebut them. Every person follows his own thinking and opinion, but Almighty Allah in our hearts has opened it for this purpose alone, that in this time and in this era, the support of Islam is only in this, that that disgrace and that enmity that has been sowed in this seed and that is being spread in Europe and in Asia, we should uproot that completely, and we must illuminate that with the true teachings and excellence of Islam. And we must spread this to the non-Muslim community to such an extent that they become dazzled and they refrain from performing these falsehoods and deception, and their hearts move away from it. Those people who publish these false things, and these thoughts of those people, we are extremely sorrowful of that. That how disgraceful allegations are being spread, and how people are being deceived, how the public is being tricked. They still say there is no need to reply to these allegations. All we need is to send a memorial to the government. This is what they say. This is not sufficient, that just grabbing somebody and putting a case upon them or sending a memorial. However, a perpetual endeavor is required. So Hazur says, this is the true empathy and sympathy, that get up and make a constant effort to try and reply and respond to these allegations, and make your actions such that they are the true actions of a Muslim, not to just send a memorial or to make a procession or raising a hue and cry and then sitting down or ignoring it afterwards. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, regarding the honor and for the sake of the sanctity of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, what did he do? You can take stock of this from the following extracts, where he says that those people who, not fearing Allah, make insults against the greatest Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and remember him with profane language, and say all sorts of evil things, and do not refrain from doing all of this. Why should we reconcile with such people? I say truly that we can reconcile with the snakes of the earth as well as the wolves. But those people, we will not reconcile with them who slander our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who is more beloved to our father and mother, who call him impure. We do not want to do such a thing where our faith will be removed. Hazur says, then the allegations of the opponents, mentioning it in one place, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states, and he says this while expressing his sanctity and honor, that nothing has caused more ache to my heart than this mockery of these people that they do against our pure Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. in their hearts what they say about this great glad tider prophet of the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. They severely injure my heart. I swear by God, if all my progeny and the progeny of my progeny and all my friends and all my companions and friends, if in front of me they are killed, and if my hands and my own feet are killed, and if the pupil of my eye is removed, and if I am deprived of everything, if all my happiness and all my comforts are totally taken away, then in comparison to all of this, what is greater, what causes more ache to me? That such profane and improper language is used against the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. O Heavenly Master, descend your mercy and we ask you for forgiveness. Hazur says, today as well, certain Christian priests, they raise improper allegations against Islam and do not refrain from this. In the past few days, the priest who said he was going to burn the Holy Quran in America, he still has the same view. His view has not come to an end. He had a plan to come to Britain, and this was announced in the past few days as well. Somebody called him, perhaps it was Parliament. Anyhow, this was the news of yesterday, that the government of Britain has made restrictions upon this, that because we have different people of different religions here, we do not want any kind of civil rife to be caused, and we cannot entertain this. This is why we do not permit you to come here. So this is a very good measure that has been taken by the government of Britain. May Allah the Almighty enable them to do this similarly in the future. And may all the governments of the world take lesson from this, so that civil rife in the world can come to an end. Now I come towards the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's practical example, how he actually, on different occasions, practically performed this. There is the instance of Lake Ram, everybody is aware of it, how he dealt with that. He was performing ablution at the station, and Lake Ram came and said salam. He did not give any attention to that whatsoever. So Lake Ram thought that perhaps the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, did not hear. He came a second time and said salam. The promised Messiah did not respond once again. Then he left. And after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, performed ablution, somebody said Lake Ram came. And he said salam. He said, this person swears and abuses our Prophet, and then he says salam to us. So Hazrat says, this was the honor and sanctity he had. This is how he dealt in that way. And this is how it should be dealt. Hazrat Sheikh Yaqub Ali Irfani, he writes an incident that a doctor priest, I met him in 1925. Dr. Stanson. And in those days, Dr. Stanson, he was called. Perhaps this is a mistake in pronunciation, Hazur says, but anyhow, he was a missionary in Badala, and sometimes he had met Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He also took part in the debate according to the revelation. He also had a part in that. But anyhow, he had some link with that part of history, and this is why I had an interest. I should meet this priest. And I met him in London. Then during our discussions and during the questions and answers that were being performed regarding the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, certain incidents were being related. But on one occasion the priest said that I have seen something in Mirza Sahib that I did not like. That whenever any allegation was raised against the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he would become outraged and his face would change. That is, such allegations that were said improperly or done in an improper way. Or when somebody came out of limits and said something excessively, then he would certainly become angry immediately. And the whole expression on his face would transform. Sheikh Sahib said to the priest that that thing you do not like, I am sacrificed upon that. Because that sheds a certain light upon the light of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that his sanctity and honor and his love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his fidelity becomes clear. You think this is an error, but I think this is the highest moral. And hearing this from you, the love for the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has increased even more in my heart. He had great affection and love for the Prophet Muhammad, that is the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. He could not bear anybody saying anything untowardly about him. So Hazur says, this is the honor and sanctity of the Messenger of Allah. And this expression is such that another person can immediately understand that regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he must remain within boundaries and limits when talking to him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, through his actions as well, and through his writings and addresses, he made it clear and established to the world that true love for the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, what does it entail? And this is the spirit he infused within his community as well. And he said, show this sanctity and honor, but remain within the laws. Always remain within the boundaries of the laws. So it is a result of this teaching that when the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, an improper book was written by an Arya. This was a book, and this was also published later on as well. Then Khalifatul Masih the First, may Allah be pleased with him, in to try and rebut this and respond to this, he made every single effort. But he also advised at the same time that Muslims should, to safeguard the sanctity and honor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, they must make efforts. But what they must also do is that every Muslim must keep his passions in control and must not become overcome by sentiments. When Muslims display this, then the world will run away themselves. Similarly, he published a poster. And if you read the words of this poster, you will see how much honor and sanctity expressed within, and how he counseled the Muslims to display sanctity and honor. He says that at the time when these allegations against Islam are being made, it can any other greater day of trouble come upon Islam? Can other day of greater helplessness be shown? Do our neighbors not know this? That we love and have faithfulness to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and our entire heart is given up to that. Every part of our body is given up, even to the shoes of that great Prophet. If they were aware of this, then they would refrain from these writings, unless they wanted to do this, that they want to injure and wound our hearts, and they want to play with our emotions, and that they want to bring a disgrace in front of our eyes and make it clear to us that what the sentiments of Muslims are. These people, do they not have any regard whatsoever? Do they not even regard it as much as a shoe? I ask in order to incite Muslims. Do these people not find any other path? Our lives are present. The lives of our progenies are present. You can afflict us with harm however much you like. But by trying to attack that great and leader of all prophets, they destroy their own life in this life and in the hereafter. And we cannot reconcile with those people who raise these allegations. We have said repeatedly, and I would like to remind these people once again, that the serpents and snakes of the jungles, we can reconcile with them, but we cannot reconcile with such people. That is, those people who swear and abuse the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. They can do anything they want within the confines of the law. The decision of the Punjab High Court was against the Muslims. They can give as many abuses they want to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. But they should know there is a law more superior to the law of the government, and that is a law of the nature, and they can be safeguarded from the law of the government. But the law of nature, they cannot be safeguarded from it. And they will not remain without the power of the law of nature being expressed. After saying all these bad things, nobody can have any expectation of reconciling with us. Hazur says, when this happened at the time, and as a result of this, by the grace of Allah, the law was changed in India. And the law was passed that the prophets and the leader of any faith or any sect, nothing can be said bad about any of them. Then, when we move forward in history, about 25 years previously, Salman Rushdie wrote his infamous book. At that time, Hazrat Khalifa Masih IV responded to this. He responded it himself in his sermons, and he also ordered a book to be written. This was published in English. The Urdu translation has also been published, and the name of this book is Salman Rushdie, Haunted by His Holy Ghost. In 2005, when in Denmark caricatures were drawn up of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that in the Denmark mission, and I myself as well, through various sermons, remaining within the limits of the law, we took action when attacks were made against Quran and Islam. Then a member of Parliament of Holland, we gave responses to him. So remaining within the remits of the law, we express honor and sanctity, and this is the way of a true Muslim. Going outside of the remits of law, whatever action we perform, that would not be a connection of truthfulness, sincerity and loyalty with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. What the real thing is to remain this sincerity and loyalty intact, it is the message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. If Muslims understand the essence of this message, if Muslims fulfill the rights of truly spreading the message of this Prophet, then the circumstances of today would not exist. In reality, this Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, if they followed his perfect example, then the attacks of the enemies would come to an end itself. If certain Muslims in their own vested interests, they try to take benefit, or they try to fulfill their vested interests, then the law, making them criminals, uproots this attempt of theirs. However, all of this relates to taqwa, fear and of Allah and righteousness. So if Muslims want to express sanctity of the honor of prophethood, then they must search out that taqwa that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, desired to be born. In the history of Jamaat-e Ahmadiyyat, sanctity and honor of prophethood, incidents relating to it, it is filled in the history of Jamaat-e Ahmadiyyat. This cannot be mentioned in a few sermons. It can never be mentioned in just a few sermons. If we want to defend the allegations against Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and purify that cannot be done through any law. In fact, that can be done by bringing the world under the banner of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. This is the reality, that the strife in the world will come to an end at that time when we adopt the true teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and we bring the world underneath the flag of the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. But if we just make a law and then try to attain benefits through that law, then we will be those who will be actually performing blasphemy. And that pamphlet that I mentioned about previously, the second Khalifa, he wrote about it to Muslims and told them to protest. And then the entire Muslim community, they became the protest personified. Measures were taken, steps were taken. Nevertheless, in the end, changes had to come. And the criminal was caught and punished, and a decision was made. And after that decision, the second Khalifa, Hazrat Khalifa Masih Sani, and what he said was absolutely correct, that my master, the Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his honor is greater than this. That the death of any person of Jamaat should be considered of equal value. My master came to give life to the world, not to take life away from people. If only today every Muslim could understand this fact, that the law remedies outward problems but does not fix problems within. First of all, we have to decide whether it is right or not. True happiness for Muslims will occur and should occur at that time, when in the people of the world, in their hearts, love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is born. It is the obligation of Ahmadis today. And we must make great endeavors to this effect, and other Muslims as well, instead of harshness. If they adopt afa, forgiveness, and also love, and they display those examples that were displayed by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then this will be service to Islam. Those fierce two opponents at the time of the victory of Islam, who were opponents of Islam, they had decided to fight. But later on, when the victory of Makkah had been attained, and when they saw the army, and when they saw the splendor, they became anxious and concerned. And then when a woman, Ummehani, they came to seek protection at their house. Then when Ummehani gave protection to them, then the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, she came before them and said that they have given protection to these two people, but my brother Ali says that I will kill them. They are criminals. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, replied that, O Ummehani, whoever you have given protection, we will have also given protection. Nothing will be said or done to them. So after this protection was granted, those two leaders were worried that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave such generosity and displayed such kindness and love, that how can we display this and how will we face him? However, when on one occasion Haris bin Hisham, near the mosque, he met the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, by chance. He met him by coincidence, and that mercy of all mankind. He met him with great favor and with great generosity. That this very Haris, in the battle of Yarmouk, for the sake of the defense of Islam, he gave up his life and he was martyred. So, therefore, the protection that was granted by a woman, he even respected that. That is the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And as a result of this, they came into the fold of Islam. Today we need this very example, and we need to spread the true message of Islam in the world, not to make an apparent or outwardly law and then to violate it. May Allah the Almighty enable us and all Muslims to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.